Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 4, and the week's topic is brand, tactical considerations. Today, our focus is Jesus, our celebrity endorser, and works with truth number 19 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is Jesus, our celebrity endorser. And this comes from truth number 19 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth in the book is Jesus is the ultimate celebrity endorser. I don't know about you, but it seems to me that no matter where I turn these days, all I see is one celebrity after another trying to encourage me to use this product or do this thing or use this service. Sadly, the world seems to follow them along. They follow what they say. And that's exactly why the secular brands are using these quote-unquote stars all the time in their marketing. I have to tell you, though, through my lens, the secular brands and the people who were following these celebrity endorsers, they're following the wrong star. Let us start with the Bible verse that we use in the book. We use the Bible verse from Matthew 21:1-2, and it reads like this. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. As a baby, Jesus appeared as a star in the east, and the wise men came to pay him homage. People are always seeking those who can lead the way, and the wise men found Christ. But what are people doing today? Today, they're again looking to stars who can lead the way, but they're looking to athletes who are stars or musicians or actors and actresses. They're looking to celebrities who can show them what to do, tell them what product to buy. Somehow, people in society today think that if you're on the big stage, if you have the fame and fortune, then you must have the quote-unquote secret to life, if you will. And so people follow them. They believe in them. They believe in what they're promoting. They think they'll try it too. Maybe it'll help them. But these stars of today, they're humans with human frailties, and they often cause problems. They make mistakes. And when they do, they're leading others astray. There's so many examples of bad stars out there. Bad stars who are inviting people to do bad things, because they're set up as models for others to follow. One that comes to mind quickly is Chrissy Teigen. She's a model who is married to singer John Legend and had issues with harassment and cyberbullying. She was seen doing a lot of cyberbullying, especially on Twitter, and eventually had to pull everything off of Twitter altogether. The thing was, she was also the primary endorser for Macy's and Bloomingdale's. And as soon as they caught wind of what was going on with these accusations of harassment and cyberbullying, they had to drop her as an endorsement. Why? Well, because if she's seen as being harassing, that may carry over to the brands Macy and Bloomingdale's. They couldn't afford to have that happen. You know, another set of stars who certainly were tainted were Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman when the entire college admittance scam happened, and they were both caught up in that in such a significant way. Lori Loughlin had been a celebrity endorser for both Sephora and Hallmark, and as soon as this happened, both Sephora and Hallmark dropped her immediately. Why? Because again, she had made mistakes. She had been caught lying, cheating, whatever all the issues were. Those issues could not be associated with the brands Sephora and Hallmark. So they let her go. So why do companies even use celebrities or stars to support their products? Companies are always trying to get a quick boost in awareness. So if you're aware of an organization, you're more likely to buy the product or from the organization. So they're trying to get a quick boost in awareness, so they turn to the stars. If Lori Loughlin can bring all of her followers, or if Chrissy Teigen can bring all of her followers, perhaps the brand will get even more purchases, and that's what the company is looking for. A celebrity endorser is saying that if a product or service is good enough for them, then surely it's going to be great for you. And everybody wants to follow them. Society just follows along and says, great, Chrissy loves Macy's, so I'm going to go to Macy's too. But so often this does backfire for the simple reason that people do make mistakes. And then the company is associated with that mistake. And we set this up because it's so important to see what a gift we have as Catholics in Christ, in Jesus. As Catholics, as Christians, we have Jesus as our ultimate celebrity endorser. The question I have is, do we use him enough? His name is known. It's known everywhere. He is well understood. People know that he leads us to God. It is his star that lit the wise men and called the shepherds. But you know, the thing is, Christ is more than just a celebrity endorser, isn't he? Christ is the heart and life of our brand, of our parish, of our ministry, of our school. It is not just a name or an image or an icon. It's not just a celebrity endorser. Christ is at the heart of our faith. And he is known, like the stars of today sometimes are known, but he is known and he is true. And we can rely on him to help bring others to our parishes, to our ministries, to our schools. So the question I have for you is, how can you turn to Christ? How can you use Christ? How can you share Jesus in your ministry, in your parish? He came to save us. He will help you if only you turn to him. As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself, how can you help others revere Christ in a deeper way as they revere celebrity personalities of today? Personalities like sports figures or actors or musicians or politicians. How can you help people revere Christ in a deeper way? That's it for today, folks. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for our next podcast.
Thank you for being here. We are so glad you listened in today. Look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. We invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group, where we share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. Are you looking for even more insights? You can purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, online at your favorite Catholic bookstore, or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.